This is Cyrus Webb, and you're listening to DC Now Radio on DCNowRadio.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. We're glad you all could join us once again. Reverend Jesse Jackson is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about, of course, the role he's been able to play in the civil rights movement, but how even today he continues to push to give those who may feel as though they have no voice to be able to empower them and to inspire them. Coming up here, starting tomorrow, he actually has a great summit that's starting in New York City. It's actually geared towards individuals to help them understand how they can be able to bring diversity to businesses. It's called Where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Value Converge. Reverend Jackson, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you for allowing me the first time. Thank you.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And I have to say, Reverend Jackson, you know, we are so honored to have you here, you know, not only because of the work you've been able to do in the civil rights movement, but how really every day of your life you're trying to speak on the behalf of others. I think that's a great segue into the summit that you're doing to kind of bring people together to see how they can work together for the common good. Do you really think that's been your purpose, Reverend Jackson, to be able to allow people to see how they can make a difference?
Well, fighting for freedom and dignity has been my vocation, my avocation, my life work. I went to jail July 1960 as a student, 19 years old, trying to use a public library. My father could not use the black soldiers set behind Nazi POWs on American military bases. It's deep in my soul. And after I went to jail the first time, I never stopped in this fight for dignity and freedom. But now we fight for another phase called equality. We're free, but not equal, and that's the next phase of our struggle.
Right. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of attention right now, Reverend Jackson, as you know, because of not only the anniversary of the March on Selma, which you know quite well, but also, of course, getting ready to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King and the work that he's done. But, you know, your name, you know, is something that everyone talks about because of the way that you have been able to stand up for people, to empower people. You've been able to do that through the Rainbow Push Coalition to be able to inspire them. This summit that's going on the next few days is another example of that. What I thought was so interesting, and I want to talk to you about the role of technology in this, because, as I said, the title of it is Where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Valley Converge. Do you think that really has been a big part of this new movement, using social media and the Internet and technology to our advantage?
Well, we're using it, but we have to do more than use it. We have to own it and master it. Apps and codes and STEM education, we must master it. We've been too often locked out because it's America in the windshield, not America in the rearview mirror. Sometimes we look at the rearview mirror and keep repeating yesterday, those yesterday references. There's a tomorrow out there. There is a Silicon Valley. It's Intel. It's Microsoft. It's Amazon. It's eBay. It's a whole world out there, and it's often exploding, the most explosive industry in the whole world today. The 20 top companies have 189 board members, 36 white women, 3 blacks, 1 Latino. We've been left behind. Employment around 2%. C-suites less than that. Almost no money invested in black incubator startups. We're going to change all that because we have the intelligence, the will, and we also have the economic leverage to apply. So the conference tomorrow, we kick off with Brian Krasinski, who is the CEO of Intel. He's putting up $300 million in his future of accessing closing the gap between black colleges and Silicon Valley. Then they have the STEM education. Then they have the non-tech areas of the high-tech community, lawyers, ad agencies, marketing, and the range of things. On Wednesday, Steve Ballmer, the head of Microsoft for many years, Steve, and on Wednesday, here's the World Bank. Thursday, here's the World Bank. Dr. Tim spoke about employment in the World Bank, as well as their investment in third world countries. So we have a lot to do this week, 13, 14, 15 of January, right here in Washington, New York City.
Exactly. Right there in New York City, we're going to be giving that website out a little bit later so people can be able to get all the information. Reverend Jackson, I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, really honored today to speak to Reverend Jesse Jackson. We're talking to him not only about the impact he's been able to have on civil rights, but as he talked about making sure, though, that people are not only having a voice, but also that their voices are heard and they're coming together to be a part of the leadership. And I think that is such an important point because you have been quite a leader yourself. Reverend Jackson, the other thing that I thought was so interesting about the people that you were naming about that's going to be a part of this summit on the 13th, 14th, and 15th is that it shows other people what's possible. Do you think that's another great part of this, that they're able to see it's not unattainable for them?
You're on to something, showing people what's possible. It's hard to imagine that people didn't think sitting on the bus was possible. We adjusted to the back of the bus and learned to rationalize it wasn't so bad. We adjusted. We didn't want to take the risk, engage in the fight to make it happen. We did and we won. We've never lost a battle that we fought. Never won a battle unless we fought. I mean, people couldn't imagine we could have the right to vote and have Congress people and mayors and city council people, governor of Virginia, governor. We did it. Or get to the White House, we did it. When we fight the right fight, we win the right fight. And so I am convinced we must demand that we have CM schools in these cities and teach our kids the science of STEM and do code snaps. I want all the first grade kids to learn stock market game, learn the very language of finance, market. What's a bear? What's a bull? How to read NASDAQ? I mean, how to read the market. If that's a part of our basic orientation, we'll master it.
Exactly. So would you also say a big key to this summit then, Reverend Jackson, is to hold ourselves accountable, to not just say, well, you know what, we're not doing it, but to say we can and we'll do it?
Well, you know, it's interesting about the rule of accountability. Brian Kazanich at Intel said as he shoots for 2020 parenting office departments, that those who reach it will get paid. Those who don't will not get paid. He's tying bonuses to achieving parity. So that's a powerful economic incentive.
Exactly. I totally agree. And, again, that is just part of what's going to be discussed during this summit that's coming up. Again, the summit's taking place.
Well, the business of hip-hop will be part of what's discussed.
Oh,
the
meetings
on corporate boards will be discussed. Venture capital will be discussed. That whole range of financial activity from the stock market game to, in fact, dealing with higher finance.
Right. How important was that for you, Reverend Jackson, to make sure that there were so many voices at the table?
Well, you know, every season has its own defined struggle. But the first phase of our struggle was to end slavery. There's nothing else really to talk about but abolition. The next year was to end Jim Crow laws. Segregation was so pervasive, we had to end that system. The third was the right to vote. We achieved that. It's on the attack, but we achieved it. But beyond that is access to capital and industry and technology and deal flow. This is the next phase of our struggle. We should not be diverted from that. It's easy to look in the rearview mirror and talk about what happened back in the day you may not have been in the first place. Look out the windshield. There's a big world out there, and we can conquer it.
Exactly, we can conquer it. And I think the key is, and you have showed this throughout your life, is that we can conquer it together, that you know we have to stop dividing ourselves, and we have to
be able to work together.
That's
the only way to do it. Believe we can, that we will and we must. Can, will, and must. We can master science, technology, engineering, and math. We can, and we must.
Right, exactly. I should mention this is the 18th annual Rainbow Push Wall Street Project Economic Summit that's going on, the one that we mentioned where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Valley converge. Reverend Jackson, I want to ask you this because I thought that was an important question to get in for myself, actually, because, you have inspired so many people. You have, as I said earlier, have been a voice to so many people. You know, what has it been like for you to have generations of individuals look up to you, look at your example, and say, you know what, if he was able to make those steps, then I can go a little bit further?
Well, I can only say that my footsteps have been ordered by the Lord, because I couldn't have done that which I have done and survived as long as I have without it being ordered by the Lord. This is my ministry. It's my life's work. I hope God will allow me to keep serving to see the shade and trees I've planted.
Right. you know. And I tell you, you've been able to inspire so many along the way, as individuals that are part of this summit will be able to do as well. Again, everyone, I've been speaking to Reverend Jesse Jackson. We've been talking to him about the event starting tomorrow for those joining us live. That's Tuesday, January the 13th through Thursday, January the 15th, where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Valley converge. There's a great website that's set up to help you guys register to find out all the information that you need about the event. You can go to www.rainbowpushwallstreetproject.org. Again, it's www.rainbowpushwallstreetproject.org, and we'll put this on our website as well. You can also call area code 646-569-5889. That, again, is 646-569-5889. Reverend Jackson, we know you have a very busy schedule. You've been going all day today, but we really appreciate you taking out the time to be with us today.
I thank you for allowing me to share with you and the audience today. Please meet me in New York.
All right. Definitely meet him in New York, everyone. Again, everyone, Reverend Jesse Jackson has been our guest, talking with us about this year's event, geared to being able to not only to inspire you, to bring you guys together, but also, of course, to be able to let you know what's possible. Again, it's the 18th Annual Rainbow Push Wall Street Project Economic Summit, where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Valley converge. Make sure you guys, again, go to the website that I mentioned at www.rainbowpushwallstreetproject.org. Again, it's www.rainbowpushwallstreetproject.org. There you can find the information. Again, we want to thank Reverend Jesse Jackson for being with us. We want to thank our good friends at Double Exposure, Mr. Angelo Ellerby, for helping us to set up this conversation. And thank all of you for listening here at DCNowRadio.com, as well as through WYAD 94.1 FM. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of this podcast, you can find it on www.DCNowRadio.com. That's www.DCNowRadio.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.